Festivity Audio Course, Module 16, Taxation of Health Insurance Products.
Individual policies. Generally, premiums paid to fund individual health insurance policies are not tax deductible. There are two exceptions. 1. If the sum of premiums paid for medical expense insurance, premiums paid for long-term care insurance, and out-of-pocket medical expenses exceed 7.5% of one's adjusted gross income, they are deductible only to the extent that they exceed 7.5% of AGI. 2. Sole proprietors and partners in businesses can deduct the full amount paid for all types of health insurance for themselves, their spouses, and dependent children. Benefits received by partners from a medical policy provided by the partnership are not taxable. HSA, MSA, and FSA are accounts used to pay for certain qualified expenses with pre-tax dollars. Contributions to these accounts are tax deductible. Health insurance benefit payments, including disability income benefits received from an individual policy, are tax-free. Business policies. Premiums paid for business overhead expense insurance is deductible as a business expense, and benefits received from business overhead expense insurance are received tax-free. A company cannot deduct premiums paid for key person, executive bonus insurance, or insurance purchased on the lives of the business owners to fund a buy-sell agreement or disability buyout, but can exclude any benefits received from its gross taxable income. Benefits paid to a disabled partner in excess of amounts required to fund a disability buyout agreement or the disabled partner's cost basis in the business are taxable to the disabled partner as a capital gain. Premiums paid to fund group health insurance plans are tax deductible by the employer, and generally, employees covered under a group health plan are not taxed on benefits received from group insurance. There is one exception. Disability income payments received by an employee from an employer-paid group disability income policy are included in the employee's gross taxable income. If the employer pays a portion and the employee pays a portion of the premium for disability income insurance that is a part of a company-sponsored group benefit plan, the taxation of the benefit is determined by the split. The IRS says, percentage-wise, the portion of the benefit attributable to the employee's premium contribution will be received tax-free. The portion of the benefit attributable to the employer's premium contribution will be taxed as ordinary income.